Thank you for calling customer service. This is Dominique. How can I assist you?
You folks, I need to cancel this order. I didn't intend for you guys to take $97 out of my account.
Okay, may I have your first and last name?
Kim Martino.
Okay, and can you verify that shipping address for me?
304. Wait. 304 West. I just moved, so it takes me a second.
Yes, ma'am.
West 22nd Avenue, number D, Post Falls, Idaho, 83854.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Just give me 1 second, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I apologize, my system is loading up slow, but I'm still here with you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so yes, I do see where they tried to charge you the $96.42. However, that charge did not go through. So just give me 1 second, okay?
Thank you. Yeah.
Yes.
It wasn't supposed to. I can't believe it's already been 6 days since I did this.
So I see where it did try to charge you the $96.42 twice. So the first time it did go through. The second time, it didn't go through.
Okay, well, and they both need to be stopped.
Canceled.
My bank stopped it.
Okay, yes, ma'am, and I do have to offer those days. If you decide to stick with us, we can do a 35% discount if you like.
No, you need to take
okay.
off the $97, please.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, and what about a 50% discount? I do have to offer that to you.
That's not going to help me any right now. Thank you.
So
I appreciate your offer. Normally, at some other time, I would go ahead for that, but no, I can't do that.
Yes, ma'am. So I did go ahead and get this account canceled for you. Would you like that cancellation number?
I would. Hang on a minute here.
Okay.
So did you get them canceled for both of them?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. They're both
okay,
are canceled.
Okay.
The whole, everything under your name is canceled. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Hang on a minute.
Okay. Take your time.
Okay. So what's the cancellation number?
So it's C as in Charlie, 263-550-821.
Okay, so that cancellation number again is C as in Charlie, 263-550-82.
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Okay, and that's for those, I mean, that's canceled both of these, right?
Correct. It cancels the whole entire, everything under your name. Yes, ma'am, it does.
Okay, great. So is that going to be going back into my account?
The 96.97?
Yeah.
So the 96.97 is considered a valid charge due to it being in the terms and conditions because you have to call in and get it canceled within those 6 days because the original product that you paid just the $6 and some change for, that was for the trial. And after the 7 days, it enrolls you for the monthly subscription. But I canceled all of that out, so it does not charge you anything else.
Okay, so that's still going to be charged. So I'm going to be having my bank calling you folks, and we're going to have to do this. I mean, it was like 1 day. I mean, it was like, yeah.
So it's so, 6 days after the order is already placed. And, yes, that's fine if your bank contact us. However, once they contact us and they do an investigation and they see that it was in those terms and conditions, they will consider that valid. It happens all the time where customers does not read the terms and conditions, and then they contact the bank, and they don't get refunded back their money because that was considered a valid charge with it being in the terms and conditions. But just give me 1 second, okay? Let me see what I can do regarding that, okay? Just give me one second.
I would appreciate it.
Yes.
I said I was calling back in time. Holidays and all, kind of a little sketchy thing to be doing this sort of way with.
I'm sorry?
I said the holidays and all, I should know better. It's kind of sketchy because time gets away from a person easily.
Yes, ma'am. So just give me 1 second. Let me see what I can do. Okay, I'm still here with you. Just bear with me, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Did you have a good Christmas?
Yes, ma'am. How about yourself?
Oh, wonderful. First year in years, I haven't had to cook.
Oh, yes, I know. I know you enjoyed yourself.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I'm waiting on that. Okay. So my supervisor did go ahead and advise me that I can go ahead and offer the 35% refund back of that charge to your banking account. And due to it being in terms and conditions, that is still considered a valid charge. But I'm going to go ahead and do the 35% refund back of that charge.
35 or 50?
It was 35% refund back of that charge. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Just give me 1 second, okay? I'm about to refund that back to you. Okay, so I did go ahead and refund that. It will be back into your banking account within 3 to 5 business days. But depending on your bank, it can be back in there sooner. And then also, 1 second. Also, you will receive an email confirmation regarding that, okay?
Okay, and so how much is that coming back?
So it's the $34.29 coming back to your banking account.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So, am I going to get the next month's shipment anyway?
So, let me see 1 second.
I haven't even gotten the first one yet.
So, you wouldn't get a next month's shipment. So, the first, and then our first one, it does show that it has already been shipped out to you. So, you will receive that. And it's
okay.
On the way to you. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, and is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, thank you. This is on me. I'm so stupid. I do this all the time. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.